Wrapping up our last segment with this Saturday's broadcast, we pulled Ken Lane, the mountain gardener, down from Waters Garden Center. He drove down Iron Springs and turned off Miller Valley Road and pulled into the Prescott Fairgrounds and found us here at the Junior Rodeo. We've talked about a lot of things to do when you're leaving your home for the summer, but what we haven't talked about is your yard. If somebody's casing the joint and it's the first time they've come through, your yard, the condition of it is going to be the first indication that home is vacant.
It sure is. Boy, it's so easy to spot. You could drive down the neighborhood at 30, 40 miles an hour and be able to spot who's home, who's not home. So it's pretty easy. And there's some easy steps you can do just before you leave to clean that up so it looks like you're home.
And we'll stay for an extended period of time. It's the summer. People might be gone a month, might be gone 2 months, might be gone the whole summer. What can we do to make our yard look so it doesn't scream, I'm gone?
Well, start with those folks that have lawns. You start with the lawns. So you want to edge, clean up. I would say resist the urge to fertilize the lawn before you leave it. 2-3 weeks beforehand, let it slow down and go dormant. And then edge it. When the edges are growing over and it looks like, obviously, it hasn't been mowed in a week or two, that's a easy indication of what's up. I would also say check your watering. You want to make sure you adjust that clock so you don't have big dry spots. It looks like, oh, they turned the irrigation off and, oh, it's obvious no one's home. So kind of watch those kinds of things. Then you kind of move on to pruning those hedges. Hedges, they'll grow 1 foot, 2 feet while you're gone. You can tell they're overgrown like crazy. Cut those things back a few days prior or tell your gardener, you know, make sure to tip those while I'm gone. So it looks like someone's been out there maintaining that yard, keeping it groomed, like someone is home. So I'd say watch those red-tipped botinias, the privets, the pyracanthas, those kinds of things. Keep them clean and tidy. If they've been hedged, keep them hedged.
And back to the watering thing real quick, when we talked about cutting back, we want to do that with care because obviously you don't want things to die while you're gone either.
We're going into summer. And so when I travel, Lisa and I travel quite a bit. So we're here during the spring, but then we purposely, this year I'm going to Ireland. So it's our 30-year anniversary. We're going to be gone for 2 weeks, first couple weeks in Ireland. And we always hire a house sitter. And so a house sitter, they kill things. That's part of the process. So it's part of the expense of hiring so we always adjust the watering so we have everything automatic. So the container gardens, we have over 50 container gardens. We make sure each one of those has a drip emitter and we adjust it. And if I'm going to err, I'll err on water a little too much because the house sitters, they're not going to spot that. They're taking care of the dogs and the house plants and making sure no one breaks into the house. They aren't watching the landscape piece. So I clean up, mow, edge, and then I adjust the clock to go a little bit more. If I'm going to err, I know it might go into summer. It might be a little hot. I'd rather err on overwatering than underwatering, especially the lawns, those kinds of things, container gardens.
When you are gone during that time, and you said you have a house sitter, do you check in regularly with that person? Do you make them send you updates? Is part of the house sitting they've got to mow on the third week?
For us, I want to go on vacation for 2-3 weeks and not think about the business, not think about the house, not worry about. So I think that's part of screening your house sitters, your home cleaners, those folks that take care of your property while you're away. We've got some good ones. And so I choose to check out and not want to be a slave to calling back in. We've got cameras. We could look at live stream, but then I got to get Wi-Fi, wire in the hotel.
And while you got that, you're going to check email.
I don't want to do that. No. I would say one little trick, the hanging baskets, those smaller containers, we tend to take those down. We don't hang them while we're away. We'll put them on the back deck against the house where it's a little shaded. We'll take them off the front of the house, put them underneath that covered patio, and then put drip irrigation on those just so they're less exposed than a big container. Than just hanging out there in the wind. Your big container's not an issue. The small hanging baskets, they seem to be more sensitive.
And in this case for the landscape, if you have a flagpole, those telescoping ones are great because vacant flagpole probably says.
That's true.
And if in the summertime, 4th of July, you're going to have your American flag up. To have a flagpole and nothing there during those types of celebrations is a pretty big screamer.
For those that the vegetable gardens or flower gardens, like we're big flower gardeners, just before a couple days beforehand, it seems like overkill, but I go through and heavily deadhead the flowers. so that I don't have old spent flowers sitting up there on the geraniums or the zinnias or the lantanas, or I purposely trim them back and deadhead a little heavier. And when I get back, they're in full bloom. They're glorious. The vegetables, I make sure I pick a little more than I usually do. I'll go the real small fruits. I'll pick all those things off so I don't have old spent fruits that the rats and the mice and the voles and things can go after. And then when I get back, I've got vegetables that have reset. Well, I've been away for a couple of weeks and it's ready to pick. So it's a benefit for me when I return, and it keeps things looking clean and groomed while I'm away.
Ken Lane of Waters Garden Center. For those of you listening in Prescott, Ken, you're coming up here next hour.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, next, just right up the street. I'm going to head back to the studio now. It's the Mountain Gardener every Saturday right after your show.
What are you talking about today?
It's weeds and grasshoppers. The miniature grasshopper, the baby grasshoppers have hatched this week. I think it's going to be a bad grasshopper year, so I'm going over how to maintain, how to take care of, how to keep a barrier around your vegetables, around your flowers, around your property to keep them out.
And on that weed barrier, pre-emergence is a great one to keep weeds from growing while you're gone.
That's a good one for a vacation. Yeah, absolutely. Twice a year application. You really don't have weeds, so that's one more thing you don't have to worry about. Two things I hate about gardening: watering and weeding. And so I've got full automatic irrigation, and I've got weed preventers.
It's Rosie on the House every Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in. And Ken, thanks for it. Hope you get back to the Garden Center in time. You got top of the hour news break. I think you'll make it.
Yeah, I sure will. Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
If you've enjoyed the program, we encourage you to pay it forward. Find someone that needs to be uplifted or blessed and do it. We'll see you next Saturday, 7 o'clock.